Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Hey, y'all.
Good morning.
Good stuff here. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, good stuff. Yeah. Hey, y'all. Jason here, DJ's Notch, just checking in, and I'm hoping that you all, let me see, I'm seeing Charlene, okay, there you go. Yeah, we're having some glitches going on in the background with the app. Let me know if, I see, Sister Gwen, you were able to unmute. Let's see if Sister Roz is able to as well, and Sister Carmen. Hey, Sister Charlene, how you doing?
Good morning.
Ah, good. Okay. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Okay, Dr. Smile. Okay, you can? Okay, good. All right. Okay, yeah, I got booted a few times. All right. Well, good morning.
Well, bless the Lord.
Bless ladies.
I'm just popping back in. I see the app has been cutting up, but the devil's a lie.
Yes, he is.
Give him praise today. I got to run back in, but grateful that you all are here. We're not going to do the Holy Ghost after party because everybody got all kinds of situations on their calendar today, but we're going to create space just to give God praise. I forgot to mention earlier, I don't know if anyone watched 12 hours of praise, a prayer with Pastor John Hanna. I promise you, it'll bless you real good, from Prophet Joshua Giles to Bishop Jay. I mean, it was so many people, these young people who pray, go around the country and praying for the younger generation. It was truly, truly a blessing. I didn't get to listen to it all because I've been in conference. I just caught a piece as I was praying this morning. Y'all turn that on. Go get the YouTube link. It's two different videos, 12 hours of prayer, some real prayer and intercession and breakthrough. So God is good. I thank God for all of you creating space. DJ Jason Hodge, congratulations on my nephews knocking it out the park again with their performances. I know you have one eye open with a Holy Ghost stick. But I'm going to turn it back over to you. Love you.
Love you too, sis. Wow. Yeah. All right. So who wants to start out? What you're grateful for, and where you calling from, and what's your scripture? Sister Gwen.
God bless everyone. I'm just was kind of languishing and not languishing, but just basking in that worship. I'm calling in from Los Angeles, California, trying to keep two eyes open because it's busy, busy, busy World Cup situations. We've got an Africa Destiny going on here in Los Angeles, which I'm hoping to help moderate and facilitate some of the things. I am grateful just because God has given me breath today. I'm grateful for all of the music that came on. Dr. Stacy was writing a letter to us. We're in his hands. He's building kings and queens in us. We've got a seed in the ground. Just all encouragement for us today. My scripture is, I'm going back to my archive one, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And I thank you because he pulls me beside the still waters to restore and replenish me. I thank God for him. I thank God for each and every one of you today. Praying that you will also have this time to kind of pull it to the side and just kind of be in a listening mode, you know, mode of just kind of, you know, sometimes we just run in so much, but I just believe that today, even though with busy schedules, I'm grateful that we can come together as family and community. And my blessings to you all today is just remember to keep your praise on. Praise you. God bless you. Love you, brother.
Love you too, sis. All right. Dr. Smile, Mic is yours.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. It's Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz. Me and Auntie, I'm going to call her Auntie today. Auntie Gwen. We were talking on yesterday, and after just sharing and what we, our assignments were to pray, it took me to the CEV version, and there's an old raggedy Bible that I have that says it's a refuge student Bible. And in Romans 1:16-17, those two are titled The Power of the Good News. Verse 16, it says, I am proud of the good news. It is God's powerful way of saying all people who have faith, whether they are Jews or Gentiles. The good news tells how God accepts everyone who has faith, but only those who have faith. It is just as the scripture says, the people, good news, because of their faith, will live. And I've been in chapter 1. All this week, above it says a prayer of thanks, and then it says everyone is guilty, and it says slaves who do what pleases God. I always had an issue, but God told me, he said, go read this version. And I was like, the slave word. I said, Papa, you know, the slave word I just don't do well with. But, you know, however God needs to talk to us is the way we should surrender to it, you know. But to God be all glory. I'm a little in slow motion, getting some more jaw work today. So we're heading out to the dentist, and God is good. He is faithful. He is awesome. He continues to provide. He continues to protect. So, Jace, that's what I have today. The power of the good news to continue to be so faithful to the word of God. I yield the mic. You all have a God amazing day. And I'm calling to all the men in the room. Y'all don't have Brother Jason be by himself. Y'all come on up. Come on up. Men, Daryl, Darren, David. We got any other men in the room? Yeah, Billy, Daniel. Y'all come on up. Come on up. Love you. To God be all glory. Oh, and Jason, let's tell them on the front end. For those of you who have a red ticket, go up to the Faithpreneur Club, tap that, and you will be a member of the family. I yield the mic.
Thank you, Roz. Thanks, sis. And we got Sister Charlene. Mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is such, I am so happy to be even alive today. How about that? Alive is awesome. I bring greetings. My name is Charlene Harper, and I bring greetings from Boston, Massachusetts. And I am so grateful for simply being alive, for having another opportunity to get it right, just to be able to learn more about our Lord and Savior. I'm committed to falling deeper and deeper in love with God. And at some point, that conversion became true curiosity and, you know, just the blessing of basking in His presence. So this morning, my scripture is Habakkuk 2, but I actually want to read 1 and 3 as well, because often we read the whole write the vision, make it plain, but we don't read what becomes in advance of that scripture and what comes underneath. So Habakkuk 2 and 1. So just a quick review that Habakkuk was a prophet, and he was seeking the face of the Lord in chapter 2. So I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, that I what I shall answer when I am reproved. And verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And so what I love about this scripture, or these set of scriptures, is that it tells you, it's not just write the vision. It's not just any old thing that comes into your head. No, we have to seek the Lord first. And then in verse 2, write the vision and make clarify it, so it's not it doesn't have so many addendums to it that's not clear. It has to be clear. Because if it's not clear, our God is not the author of confusion. So it has to be clear. And then 3 is the vision is set for an appointed time. So sometimes when you write the vision, it happens and suddenly. And then there are times when he cultivates a vision over a number of years. And I wrote my vision. I was like, but God, I've been doing this, you know, praying about this for 35 years. And, you know, our God, he's got a sense of humor. He's like, but it's not 100. And I was thinking of Noah. I was like, yeah, it's not 100. So my encouragement is, no matter what the vision is, write it anyway. And continue to seek the Lord for it, because what you'll find is, even though you wrote the vision, he will cultivate you with the skill set to be able to see it come to pass. And that's what I love about him, is that he is so organized. He is the God of all order. And so I just pray and encourage you in the name of Jesus. Passing the mic. I'm sorry, Jason, I can't hear you.
Testing, testing, testing.
Yes.
Whew, okay. Goodness. All right, we got C-Marie in the building. Celia, mic is yours.
My thumb is too sad. I meant to give you heart shot. That is my favorite scripture. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. If you could talk a little louder, that would be awesome.
Is that better?
Not really.
Forgive me. It's still flight time around here. Well, Habakkuk is my favorite, and you're so true. We don't understand 1 and 3, verse 1 and 3 plays such a pivotal role with Habakkuk. But my scripture is, I'm going to start with my scripture for a change. But it's not Habakkuk. It's Exodus 19. Read through 5. I want to start midway through 3. Thus thou shalt say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I've done unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you should be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. if we, when we understand who we are, when we understand by our obedience how we are blessed, and we follow his commandments, then when we get that vision that Charmaine just instructed us how to operate with, he'll bear us on his wings and he'll guide us through the trials, tribulation, turmoils. He'll give us the provisions that we need to follow out his vision. So when everything comes to pass, when anything that tries to hinder us will be removed out of our way, he'll guide us through and keep us. When I get through this season and I give this testimony, only by the grace of Yahweh do I stand here this day. This week I will be celebrating my baby's graduation. This week I am just marveling as I look at the different things that Yahweh is putting in place, things that I have not even lifted a hand to do myself, but he has moved people in place for me to manage, how he's kept me because I am his peculiar child. I am his priest. I am his daughter. And I've been working over 21 years for this vision to come to pass. I mean, so you're not alone. But I know it's true according to his time. And I'm still working it. I'm not doubting it. Because his words never return void. And this is me. See, Marie?
Awesome. Thank you for that share. All right, and let's see if Sister Carmen's mic is working again. She's able to unmute. All right. Okay, so my scripture, of course, is be anxious for nothing, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I have a funny story about that. I'm in a community on another app, and I didn't want to use my name on there. I wanted something that was going to be pretty significant. And so I'm Phil 4, 6, and 7. So I remember I was speaking one day, and so I began to speak, and then so they're like, okay, hey, Phil. And then later on, they're like, okay, well, that's Jason. Well, let me understand, you know, the name. So I said, well, I'm always letting folks know that Philippians 4, 6, and 7 is my scripture, my go-to scripture, one that I tend to take into most things just to kind of help me remember to be anxious for nothing. So now on this app, I said, this is a constant reminder that we have to be anxious for nothing. So we had a good laugh on that, but I think it caught on afterwards. So, you know, I heard some great shares today. I was thinking about the, you know, last night my boys had their last performance for the season, you know, so this weekend knocks it out, and except for there's one more for my oldest boys. And I'm thinking, here it is. We went all year, and there's so much activity that takes place during the year. And for you parents who have children who are in sports and all sorts of things like that, you know what I'm talking about, from the rehearsals and all of that. And I was looking at my boys and just kind of seeing, you know, checking the temperature. And they were talking about the relief of coming to the end of the season. And I thought, well, it reminds me of when you get a vacation on a job. So I think that they're excited about being able to be anxious for nothing as well this summer. Let's see. Okay. Who was that raising their hand? Let's see.
David's trying to bring him up.
Okay, good stuff. Hey, David, if you're not able to pop up, you may have to pop out and pop back in so that we can bring you up. Good stuff. Yeah, so looks like we may
the
have
boys experience that they was glad the end was coming too, huh? To
get they're glad rest. The end was coming, yeah. And it's kind of interesting because every year, every season, when we come back as parents, we get to see the progress of all of our children. And it's quite interesting when you go from being a supportive parent, you know, to go to the different recitals and performances and things like that, to a spectator or a, you know, an audience. You really are enjoying the show itself because the technique has gotten so good. I'm now at the point where I go to the performances and I enjoy the performances, whether I had children in there or not. It's like, wow, these are really good. So it's a blessing to be able to get to see that transformation. And I think that this is probably something that we have to look at just in life in general. You know, whether you have children or not, look at the metaphor here. Anything that you stick with that God has given you in life, it opens up doors because you're honing it, you are developing it, you're strengthening it, and then you're making that thing become a part of you. There is a, I think his name is Benaiah. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's the one of those scriptures that the Bible says that he used to wield a spear. And he knew that spear so well that it was like a part of him. You know, it was like an extension of his own body. And he was able to, I mean, do war with it. He was a master with it. And I wonder how long it took him to get to that place to where that thing was just like one with him. And the same token is, how long does it take us to work that thing that God has given us so that we're able to wield it as if it was a part of our own body? You know, that is where mastery comes in. And so you have to be able to go through the stuff that doesn't look so good. You know, the stuff that doesn't feel so good, the stuff that may even feel embarrassing because you're not as skilled. And you have to be willing to go through that ugly stage to get to the part to where you really know what you're doing with the gift and the talent that God has given you. Got to work them out. So I got to see the boys do that, and I got to see the strength. I mean, these guys, they lift people throughout the dance, move them around the stage and all that. All of the boys are able to do that now. And that started because they started small and kept moving with it. And now they are, it's like when you hug them, it's like hugging steel. They're that strong and compact. So what is your gift? What is your talent? And how are you working with it beyond the embarrassment when you're just starting out? How are you working with it so that others are able to see the strength and to experience it, and then to develop the confidence that you are able to carry out whatever it is that God gave you with that gift? There's something that happens when you work with your gift long enough that it starts to translate over to others around you, and then that gift becomes a magnet. You know, it's kind of like when the word says to lift Yeshua higher, you know, lift Jesus higher, and he will draw all men unto him. Well, when you are working with your gift and your purpose, and you're doing that as unto the Lord, that becomes a magnet. Because you are lifting that thing that he's given you, you are lifting it up to do the service that God gave you to do with it. It becomes a magnet, so remember that. All right. Okay, so any shares? Anybody else would like to share anything? Now would be the time. Or we're going to have a very early room which that's all right.
Hey, Jace.
Go ahead. Oh, no, Dr. Smile. I was just going to, I just wanted to ask the Lord to give you, to sustain and strengthen. He says by, threescore and 10, and then by strength, that strengthening right now that God is going to give you and then Uncle Vinny just to walk through this as he restores, replenishes, and sustains. I'm praying that Jehovah Jireh will be a provider of all things, and Jehovah Shalom will give you his peace, and Jehovah Rapha will give you total healing and restoration better than before. I just wanted to pray that over you and bless you and Uncle Vinny and anyone else who's in community today that just needs a lift. He's the lifter of our heads, and as we lift our hands in worship, he comes in and inhabits it. That encourage yourself today. Water yourself in the waterer. I just say it like that, and let the shepherd just bring you to the still waters that you need to be to replenish and to get strength. God bless everyone.
But tell him the shirt I got on.
Mother, he said to tell you the shirt that he has on, it says no regrets.
Nice.
God is faithful.
Amen. Mother, thank you. We love you. And I thank you for my drive-by call on yesterday. I put it in the comments.
Okay. We missed the first part of what you were saying. At least I missed the first part. I don't know if it was me or
it's been read the whole time, and you were sounding like in the Matrix. You're just being real ugly today. Jason, okay. Can you look at the link? That's the Dr. Smiley link for the little mini TED Talks. Okay. If you can just share, they can communicate with me. But if you can share, talk about that link and knowing Dr. Smiley a little bit.
All right. Yeah, okay. So I met Dr. Smiley back in maybe 2022. Yeah, somewhere around that. And, he was working on a book at the time, one of the many books. And this was on smile. And I think the theme, this one might have been love, but it was like an anthology of a lot of different people and their stories and whatnot. So he had invited me to put a story in one of the books. Well, fast forward, lost contact, and then here it comes back around full circle. And Roz is like, "Hey, Dr. Smiley?" And so it turns out that I ended up popping in and giving a talk on smile, the power of a smile. So for those of you, he always is doing something to spread positivity and love and all of that. And so Dr. Smile, which is our Dr. Smile, Roz, and Dr. Smiley have been doing quite a few things together, opening up doors for folks to get on the platform and share stories, stories of encouragement, stories of love, stories of life, stories of happiness and all that. So coming up on Juneteenth, he's got a lifetime heritage on One Global Stage, and you can register to speak on the stage virtually. And it'll be Friday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time. Let me know, Roz, if I'm sharing what it is that you wanted me to share. If you click on the link, Roz put it in the chat area. You will see the whole breakdown of the event itself. Ken has been doing this kind of work for many, many years. Very amazing individual. And it makes a lot of sense that Dr. Smile would know Dr. Smiley because that's how Roz moves as well. She's always spreading some joy and happiness and always making some great connections with folks. So if you've not yet clicked on the link, go ahead and click on the link. You'll see the whole breakdown of Juneteenth. Great graphics, by the way. Whole breakdown of Juneteenth and what's coming up on that day. 5 days, 23 hours, 55 minutes, 25 seconds to the Juneteenth celebration. All right. Let me know if there's anything else, Roz, that you wanted me to share in relation to that. Okay, I'm going to take that as a...
Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you now.
Yeah, it was red the whole time you talked, so you did well. And y'all, the power is in the read. Read the instructions first, then call me and ask questions. For those of you who don't share as it pertains to public speaking, this is an opportunity. Those who do share, this is a very many, 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 many type of talk. So give us your best in the time allotted. But it's a good way to be a part of another community that is probably the way he touches people is a good 10,000 to 25,000 active, pushing up to 10,000. Would you say that's pretty true, Jason, Dr. Smiley? That's pretty true.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, don't.
And he's got a great sense of humor.
Yes. Don't. What is God saying for you to do now, especially those who have never done it before? I'm just saying.
I'm not sure if it's me or if it's
opportunity.
She's making
up. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was me or not, because I've been getting weird things happening on the app all day today. All right. Roz, if you could say that last part again, because you cut out.
It's red. It's red.
Yeah. Look, the app is batting a thousand today.
Your last thing you said, he's red. He's trying to make.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Now mommy's going out. You can hear me? You guys, just take a part of the opportunity, okay? Whether you for Juneteenth, not for Juneteenth, just be eloquent, excellent, and an honor for your share and have your backup information in a short amount of time. Okay? Love you, love you, love you, love you.
Yeah, and I can echo that. Take an opportunity to do it if you can. And think about it from this standpoint. Your audience, if you have one, will get to hear a specialized or a tailored talk for that day. And if you don't have an audience, then you can also use that in order to develop an audience. So there's different ways that you can leverage that, which will be great. I see we've got Sister Gina on the stage. Mike is yours. Hopefully, good morning.
Yes. This is Gina Urban Hill. I'm hailing in from Dallas, Texas. And I came up once you all were talking about the Dr. Smiley platform.
Mm-hmm.
I am grateful in all things. I was trying to find the scripture really quickly so I could tell you where it was, but in all things you give thanks to God. I will find it possibly before I get off, but I wanted to share that I am a product of Dr. Smiley's station and events. He just texted me this morning and sent me my video for the last thing I did. I think it was Black History. And he said, let's make this number one. And so I texted him back and I said, I'm sorry, I just been kind of out of the loop, but I'm ready to get back going again. So he told me to go to the website. And so I wanted to just be a testament to how good it is, even with, I know Roz didn't like this word, the busyness of my time at home, my home life. With Mark, I could still away, find time to do a presentation on an unknown Black history fact about a lady that's not so popular. And so it was a great experience, a great event. And that's probably about the third time I've been on his channel doing a presentation. Let's see if I can get a scripture for you all.
Dina, add your link. Jason just added his link. And okay. Y'all who have websites, that'll be uh-huh. something that you can put on the website. So Gina, mm-hmm. add your link. And Jason okay. has his. I have no idea where mine is. Y'all know how my life is.
Okay.
I'm still a promoter. I'm doing my job.
Okay, yes, you are. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to find that scripture. I'll just say this. I'll just read this one because I don't want to belabor the time. Philippians 1, I was there. So, verse.
Yeah, and take your time, Gina.
No okay. Rush. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I am multitasking over here.
633.
Hold on. Philippians 1. Verse 7 says, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking on love.
Thank you. Awesome. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, you're kind of okay. Matrixy, but
Look, I got kicked out of the room just now again, so I just made it back in.
Yeah. People are saying in the comments. Brother Daniel has been able to bring him up. So, Brother Daniel, if you didn't call us, we don't know how to bring you up. that means if you can't get in, we're trying to have you go out of the room and try to bring you back into the room. So, it's been a little crazy. Hear me. I'm back in the middle.
So, Roz, you want me to put the link that he sent me this morning in there?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, Jason, we can't hear you, and now I don't see a line. Mother, are you talking? Because I don't hear you. Mother? See, Marie.
Actually, I'm sorry. I didn't know my mic was
okay,
on.
Okay, there you are. There
can you
are.
Hear me?
I can hear you now.
I can hear you.
Okay, well, I take authority over everything in this room that ain't Jesus.
Amen.
And that's it, and that's all. Right now, stabilize this room. We will hear what God wants us to hear. Right now. Right now. R-A-T now.
Okay. Writ now. R-E-T. Writ now.
I heard my name.
Yeah, we were just seeing if you were able to unmic. It had been glitching today. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to check back with Carmen, and then I guess we'll just boogie-loo.
Yeah. Hey, Carmen, checking to see if you're able to unmic. We know this has been a very unique day today in Clubhouse.
Still all praises right. for the still, worship.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That was good.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I will ask, I have a prayer request.
Okay.
And you all just pray for me and my weariness. I did a friend's, what do you call it? We did a
Now I can't hear Gina.
Okay, I thought I got kicked out again. Okay, yeah. Gina, if you can say that again, because we didn't hear you. Thought it was me, but Roz couldn't hear you either.
Oh, okay. I said I would ask for prayer because I've had two friends this week that we have memorialized and had funeral for. And I have two others who are in rehab for one reason or the other. So I'm just a little weary of all of those activities going on around me.
Okay, we'll definitely keep that in prayer. Matter of fact, Sister Gwen, if you are available to pray.
Absolutely. What I will say is, first of all, toss and cast the burden, okay? You're not to carry it, maybe to steward,
yes, but
not definitely. So cast the care of it and celebrate, of course, as you celebrate their lives, hopefully well-lived in that they know Jesus and they've reached their destination. But even when I started early this morning, I believe the Lord is calling us, Jason, I think you heard me, those in the room, to pull ourselves along to a curbside and take a rest. To take a rest. And we just thank you, Father, that you said that we're not to mourn like those without a hope, because we know that heaven is real. And we just thank you, Father, that each day we will be mindful of it, saying, oh God, I'm so fearful, but just it's an expectation. Give us a heavenly expectation of what we're to gain. That this light affliction, you say in the word, is nothing compared to what is set before us. And that's what you look to, Gina. As you refresh yourself, you pull yourself aside to the master, sit down at his feet, and let him replenish and let Jehovah Jireh just replenish you and provide the substance that you need. And just praise, I pray God, that you'll have precious memories of each one. And for those that are sick in their bodies, as believers, their benefit is complete health. By the stripes of Jesus, we are the healed ones. And we speak that for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That was an encouragement, because those two that passed or went on home to be with the Lord were 84 and 89, and they did have a full life of ministry and service and loving Jesus.
Awesome. And Sister Charlene, if you're still there, let me know. Do you all see Sister Charlene on the stage?
She's no longer on the stage.
Ah, no. Got it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So any closing words before we bring the room to a close?
I'm going to be like the mother's boy. Bye.
Okay. So, and here's what I would say for those of you who are... You're in the room, and in the room operated a little different than it normally does, and that is due to the technical difficulties that we've run into. But I never want to make the assumption, I don't think any of us do, that you already have a connection or a relationship with the Lord. Because, you know, when all is said and done, everything else that we talk about, it's great. However, your eternity is greater. And if you don't already have a relationship with the Lord and you know where you're going to go when you take your last breath, you know that you are in his kingdom because you have confessed with your mouth that Yeshua, that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You know, the word says that when you do that, that you will be saved. He gives you power to be called, you know, a child of God. So if you are not yet saved, if you've not done that, if you've not accepted Yeshua, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior, and you would like to do that, I want to make sure that you have the opportunity to do that today, to do that right now. And so for those of you who haven't, there's a prayer that you can say. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. You know, John 3:16, the word says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you have said that prayer and you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. Now, here's where I would encourage you, for those of you who are listening live and those of you who are listening on the replay, if you don't have a body of believers or a church somewhere where you can go that will help you to grow in your walk with the Lord, your relationship with God, I want to encourage you to either A, reach out to any of the mods up here, or reach out to, you know, your Bible believing church that believes in salvation, not just church attendance, because one thing has nothing to do with the other when it comes to eternity. I want to encourage you to connect with folks who are believers so that you can begin to build and strengthen and study the word to understand how you now can walk and move as a child of God. If you don't have any of those resources, you can reach out. Let me leave my number, area code 253-237-3763. Again, that's area code 253-237-3763. You can call or you can text and say, hey, I want to know more about getting connected with the body of believers. Just let me know where in the country that you are. And that way I can reach out to the mods or see who is in your area in order to get you connected in. Okay, because that's very important that you begin to grow. So that way you understand the minute that you accept Jesus as Lord and you step into that kingdom, you become an enemy of the enemy. And then that means that the enemy now sees you as an enemy. And, you know, there are attacks and things like that. And God has a remedy for that. And then as you grow, as you strengthen, you will not only begin to direct other people to the Lord, you're going to see some things shift in your life. And you'll see some things shift for the amazing and some things shift for the growth. And that growth is you're going to start to come to terms with different aspects of your own self as God begins to restore you and build you up and show you things that it's time to release and allow God to do what he does in your life and take you and make you a reflection of him. So it's a beautiful journey, and it is a journey that is real. Anybody want to say anything to that before we make our way out of the room?
Hey, go ahead, Ross. Listen, if you don't have a church home, you can start by just hanging out in the replays of the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call and check out the different scriptures that you either hear or they're either in the chat. So we are open, and Jason, I appreciate this flavor for, I think, the last 4 weeks you've been doing that, and that's awesome because that's an add-on. And I want to say this. There's a book called Chosen by God, Not by Man, for Your Future. And when you said eternity, it made me think of my friend, so I'll have to get his link and maybe see if he can come into the room. But to God be all glory to all of you. Have a God-amazing Saturday.
Amen. And for those of you who, if you click on the last link that I put in, that's Dr. Roz's, her time on the platform with Ken. So you click on that and you can connect and share that out as well. All right. So good stuff. Good stuff. Let me see who is that. It says, when's the next office hours for the beta group? Okay, that is on Monday. Monday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 3:30 until 5. And if you're not yet, oh, you know what? Let me see if it'll go now. Y'all, let me know if the pinned link, if it populates now. It's been an interesting day today. So you know what? There must be some major breakthroughs happening for folks. Because today, whoa. Okay, so let's see. So if you go to faithpreneur.me, that's the resource page. You'll see a lot of resources that you are able to click on. Again, that's Faithpreneur, FAITHPRENEUR.me, like M-E, like you, me. Yeah, Faithpreneur.me. So pop on over there and give it some love, give it some shares. There's some great things that you'll find on that page. David, we would have loved to have heard you today. Understand that it's been definitely interesting getting everybody up on stage today and keeping folks on stage. So, you know, to God be the glory. All right. So if nothing.
And Daniel has his hand raised, too. I've been trying to get him up for a while, Daniel.
Yeah.
In the room. So it's just a glitch. So just so sorry for that.
Yeah. But you know what? Look, our steps are ordered. So there must be a reason for all of this, because the enemy definitely can't win. So, you know, God said that he orders our steps. So praise the Lord. All right. Okay. So pop up to faithpreneur.me. And any prayer requests? Did you all see anything in the chat area that we need to speak on stage before we shut things down? Okay.
No, not to. I just looked at it. Just basically people talking about the glitches today.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right, y'all. So we're going to make it an earlier day today. So you all have an amazing week coming up. Hopefully you all will be able to glean something from today that is going to be absolutely on point for you, whether it's something that needs to settle or something that needs to be stirred up. You know, either one of those is good when God's in the mix of it. Okay, so the room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Shabbat shalom, y'all. Catch you later.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.